SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republicans have nominated Representative Steve Scalise to be the next House Speaker.
GOP lawmakers will now try to unite around the current majority leader in a floor vote to elect him after ousting Representative Kevin McCarthy from the post. Lawmakers said that in private balloting at the Capitol, House Republicans pushed aside Representative Jim Jordan, the Judiciary Committee chairman, in favor of Scalise. The Louisiana lawmaker is seen as a hero to some after surviving a mass shooting on lawmakers at a congressional baseball game practice a few years ago.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Republicans now will seek to assemble their narrow House majority around Scalise in what is certain to be a close vote of the full House. Also at SRNNews.com, the State Department says the number of U.S. citizens confirmed who have been killed in the Israel-Hamas war has risen to 22, an increase from the 14 who had been confirmed dead on Tuesday. U.S. citizens are also among the estimated 150 hostages captured by Hamas, which has left at least 2,200 people dead on both sides. Many major airlines halt flights in and out of Israel after the war started.
Delta, United, and American Airlines suspended service as the U.S. State Department issued travel advisories. However, American partner British Airways is still flying to Israel. But scores of arriving and departing flights at the airport in Tel Aviv were canceled or delayed, according to the online flight board. Most were operated by Israel's national airline, El Al. Many Israeli reservists abroad have been trying to head home, while many foreigners in Israel were trying to get out. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. The numbers are in on Franklin Graham's latest gospel festival.
It took place over the past weekend in Essen, Germany, and organizers say more than 500 people made professions for Christ. Thousands showed up to hear Graham preach the gospel and listen to music from A-list contemporary Christian artists. The popular evangelist will round out the year with a gospel festival in Rome, scheduled for November 4th and 5th. He's already got trips to Mexico and Poland set for next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern has released a new report on persecution of Christians in India. ICC says the rise of anti-conversion laws in India make it illegal to convert or attempt to convert members of another faith. Persecution has intensified since the Hindu nationalist BJP party came to power a decade ago. ICC believes that the Biden administration needs to take a harder line with India. This is SRN News. Arizona Republican Carrie Lake launches her bid for the U.S. Senate.
Hello, Arizona!
Republican Senate candidate Carrie Lake kicked off her campaign with a rally in Scottsdale, Arizona, Tuesday.
If the Democrats keep the Senate, they will pack the Supreme Court. They will make Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico a state. They will legalize infanticide. They'll block President Trump's agenda.
She's trying out new messages and courting the support of national Republicans. The rally included a video endorsement from former President Donald Trump.
And when I'm back in the White House, I need strong fighters like Carrie.
Other Republican candidates include Pinal County Sheriff Mike Lamb. I'm Jennifer King.
ExxonMobil is buying Pioneer Natural Resources in an all-stock deal valued at $59.5 billion. Largest buyout since acquiring Mobil 2 decades ago. This will create a colossal fracking operator in West Texas. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.